Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, let's tell some speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. With finger snapping, I believe, by Steve Alexander. Is that you snapping your finger, Steve?
Yes, sir.
We got a joke today from Father Ron in Peru and Mary Beth in Shererville. And Southside Limey in Oak Forest sent us a joke. Linda Thompson in Midlothian did too. Dave Browning in Hammond, Indiana, who signs his joke, one pint glass short of a full shelf. I get it. Jeannie in Michigan, we got your joke. Dave Carr in Canada. And Ed from Lyle, proud owner of a coveted WGN Speed Jokes coffee mug. Harlan wrote to tell us, he's in Chandler, Arizona. He said, tell Steve, also of Chandler, Arizona, that I've got my mug, too, from last year. Here's a picture of my Speed Jokes coffee mug next to a grapefruit tree. Then he sent us a picture. You know how they say when life gives you lemons? Well, for anybody else that's getting a lump of coal for Christmas, maybe we can link up and get the grill going or something. Think about that. The poor country pastor confronted his wife with a receipt for a new $250 dress. How could you do this, he said. She said, well, I found myself trying it on. It was like the devil on my shoulder whispering to me, gee, you look great in that dress. The pastor said, you should say, just get behind me, Satan. She said, I did, and he told me I look great from behind, too. Which celebrity is always ready for cereal? Reese Witherspoon.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a doctor, and John Williams will star as a patient complaining about wax in his ear.
Which ear is it?
2022. And now, our first ever Yo Mama joke. Yo Mama's so old, her chiropractor's a paleontologist. That's a Yo Mama joke. I start my new job at the guillotine factory today, Dave.
Congratulations.
Yep, I'll be heading there soon. We got this from Congressman Mike Quigley yesterday at the end of our interview. He said, why won't the lions at the Art Institute ever get together? Because they're parallel lions. Hey, John Williams, the funniest jokes are those that build expectations for what's going to happen, but then suddenly break them in the end by saying something completely hippopotamus. A copy of A Christmas Carol fell on my toe. It hurts like the Dickens. Where are the Christmas jokes? What's a vegan's favorite Christmas carol? Soy to the world. And finally, who is a Christmas tree's favorite singer? Who is a Christmas tree's favorite singer? Bob Kessler, who is a Christmas tree's favorite singer?
Oh, Steve, boy.
Steve and Dave already know.
Yes, we do. Christmas tree's favorite singer.
Why, that would be Bruce Springsteen.
Hey, you better watch out. You better not cry.